Today in Iceland, a huge flood of black water filled with giant icebergs burst out of a glacier and spilled across a 20-mile-wide stretch of coastline. The torrent has destroyed a major road, several bridges, and utility lines. Scientists have been expecting the flood, which is the result of a volcano that erupted through Iceland's largest ice sheet early last month. NPR's David Barron reports.
Stefan Benediktsson lives on a high hill in southeastern Iceland, overlooking a broad, treeless plain of black volcanic sand. When he woke up this morning, he says everything looked normal.
Half an hour later, it was as if the whole of the sand was alive. It was just quivering and moving at very, very fast speed. This was a kind of a tidal wave.
In fact, he was witnessing the beginning of a glacial flood known as a Jökulhlaup. A giant pool of glacial water melted by a volcano had been sitting in the mountains near his home for the last several weeks. This morning, it burst out of the glacier. And Stefan says, from his porch high above the floodplain, the river of water, ice, and volcanic sand grew throughout the day.
I'm looking at this magnificent and horrifying flood, already many miles wide, and the river is black, and in the river the river is carrying a lot of huge black icebergs.
Many of those icebergs are the size of three-story houses. This glacial flood is Iceland's largest since at least 1938. Hydrologists estimate the flow is about 1.5 times the flow of the Mississippi River, and it could get much higher before the flood ends. Public officials had been preparing for the flood for several weeks. While no towns sit below the melted glacier, utility lines, several bridges, and the only road along the southern coast do. Authorities built levees in an attempt to divert the flood away from the bridges and thus save them. But geophysicist Paul Einarsson of the University of Iceland says this flood came on with a force greater than anyone had expected.
It was beginning to do damage to the roads and bridges only 1 hour after it started. And by now, two of the bridges have completely gone. And one is damaged, and it's very likely to go soon.
Electric and telephone lines in the flood's path have already been destroyed. The flood also threatens fishermen off the coast, who have been warned not to set nets in the area because of dangerous turbulence on the ocean floor. Scientists say the flood should die down in a few days to a week. Then Iceland will begin the months of work stitching back together the severed links between communities along the southern coast. I'm David Barron reporting.